This podcast of the Radio Cafe comes to you via radiocafe.org, where you can find more information and many other podcasts. Technical support comes from Studio X, providing website design, hosting, e-commerce, and social media marketing, serving Santa Fe to the world since 1994. Find out more at studiox.com. I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe April Miller. She's executive director of the Sky Center of the New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project. And I'd like also to welcome Cameron Miranda, who is on the board of that organization. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So this is a very important and very interesting organization in Santa Fe. It's too bad that it has to exist, but the services that you provide are very important. I mean, when we talk about Suicide Intervention Project, that's a real problem here in the state of New Mexico.
It is, Mary Charlotte. Unfortunately, we continue to be at the top of the nation for young people who die by suicide. And we know that there are a lot of contributing factors. I mean, certainly poverty, challenges in school, family conflict, difficulties fitting in with a peer group, bullying, all of those are variables that have contributed to our high rate. Certainly access to firearms has also made a contribution in terms of vulnerable adolescents and being spontaneous, impulsive during difficult times with their moods and during times of conflict. So we've been in existence for 17 years and trying to address that problem.
Are you part of the whole gun safety movement to try to limit the availability of firearms to people who shouldn't be using them?
Well, we've been invited by the gun safety, I think the name of the organization is the Gun Safety Group of New Mexico. Mayor Gonzalez is having a town hall meeting next Monday night, and our program director, Aaron Duwall, will be there presenting about the relationship between guns and death by suicide for young people.
So these are all causes of suicide, but, I mean, what do you actually see on the ground? Like, what are some of the stories? How is it that poverty connects to suicide, for example?
One of the things that we see is that, you know, is we really like to look at a whole continuum of how early on can we provide prevention. So, you know, having access to sort of internet, education, information around depression so that people can get educated in a family life, that certainly has an impact on resources, solutions. So we know that there are three primary contributing factors. One is mood disorders, family conflict, and challenges in school. So we see families where often, you know, mom is leaving early for work as a single mom, and older sibling might be caring for younger siblings. So sometimes they can't get to high school because they're trying to take care of a sick younger sibling who needs to go over to the elementary school. Transportation can be a challenge. There are many issues that poverty impacts the success rate in our educational system. And, you know, when kids are not doing well in the school setting, they become vulnerable to being excluded, challenged by what is their life purpose. You know, for many teenagers, doing well in school is like for many adults, doing well in their career or their creative work, their efforts at productivity. So we see a direct correlation. Also, you know, poverty contributes to depression. It's difficult to feel hopeful, to develop skills around optimism. If you have seen, you know, not always sort of a bright, promising future in the other folks in your family or in your extended family. So we see a direct correlation between poverty and the folks that are coming into the Sky Center.
To what extent does suicide breed more suicide, so to speak? So in other words, if a kid has known somebody else who has taken their own life, does it make it more likely that they might make an attempt?
Well, it's one of the reasons why we really have formed a postvention response team within the Sky Center, and we also have invited other partnering agencies like the Gerards House and the Pastoral Counseling. We have a whole group of people who rally with us when there's been a death by suicide. We know that kids identify with each other. If everyone is wearing a certain type of blue jean, everyone else is wearing those same blue jeans. If there's a certain hairstyle or hair color, a certain style that's happening, kids listen to the same music who have never even met each other, who seem as though they come from different pockets culturally. So we know that when a young person dies by suicide, that has a direct impact. What we like to say is that it's like everyone's risk is elevated a little bit, much like we would see with an infectious disease or something. All of a sudden, the contagion is there.
And the numbers bear that out.
Yes. That what happens is, you know, if you're struggling with what do I do with this situation, how do I deal with family conflict, my boyfriend just dropped me, whatever the life problem might be, if you see that another peer has selected death by suicide as what looks like a solution, it just becomes more accessible to you. And the numbers have shown that. And so we try to get into the school right away to really put our arms around kids who are at elevated risk.
Now, there are some support groups. There's something called, what is it, the semicolon support
yes.
group? What is
yes.
what does that mean?
That is a group of young people who are getting together every Friday afternoon. And that's a shared group between the Gerards House, which is an agency in town working with grief, and the Sky Center. We know that a lot of kids who are dealing with grief are also at risk for self-harm. So those kids all have that in common. They have had some losses, whether it's dad's been incarcerated, deported, mom and dad have separated, an older sibling has died by drug overdose. Those are the kind of losses that the kids are coming together in the semicolon group to get some peer support, to learn some other ways to cope with loss other than more self-harm toward themselves. So that's a wonderful group that has been, we also have a parent component to that group. A lot of times parents, when their teens are really vulnerable or shut out, literally the bedroom door is shut, but more importantly, the conversation is limited. So we have a corresponding parent group where parents come and meet in a separate room and learn a little bit from each other about how other parents have coped with that kind of loss and with the response of their teenager. So semicolon is a movement among the adolescents that basically says there's a pause, but life goes on.
Yeah, I love semicolon as metaphor.
Yes.
Yeah. And some people who have tattooed that that symbol onto their bodies.
Yes.
One of the other programs that the Sky is doing is they have a program called the Natural Helpers. And the Natural Helpers, they identify young people who have qualities of really being, you know, maybe they haven't harnessed them yet, but of identifying when they see, they have empathy and they show that. And so they take groups of elementary and middle school kids out to this wonderful retreat center, and they work on what does it mean to be a peer, a mentor. And a lot of that, I think, is the counterpoint to what you said about the risks when terrible things happen, where young people start to feel that they can step in, and when they see bullying happening or they see depression in their peers, that they can not just turn to an adult, but that they have the skills to help some of their friends. So I think it's a really neat way where they feel empowered to be a part of some of the solutions.
It's tricky too, because it puts a lot of responsibility on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it does put a lot of responsibility, and I think they're always working with counselors, and it's never they don't, I think, have too much autonomy in that regard. But I do think that they have access too, where maybe someone wouldn't feel okay talking to an adult about something that they're struggling with, but it might open the door by talking to someone who's really trained, and they have some tough conversations about how to address some of these really challenging things that young people are struggling with.
I love the idea that there are kids who are being identified for their empathy. I mean, you hear about, you know, kids identified for their athletic prowess or
yes.
their leadership ability, but being identified for empathy, that's, I don't remember anything like that in high school, for example.
Isn't that nice? And you know, with the mission, as Cameron said, with Natural Helpers, is how can we create kinder schools? Like, what does it mean to go as you know, as these young group of 20 kids leave and go back to their middle school, what does it mean to sort of have the charge of creating a kinder, more inclusive school? It's a wonderful sort of mission for them.
How do you measure the success of your organization? Because, I mean, essentially, on some level, you're measuring a negative. People don't take their lives. Well, mm-hmm. you don't know whether they would have otherwise, exactly.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do a lot is we really, you know, we have some, you know, research background, and we know the things that counter that are optimism, good problem-solving skills, the ability to sort of regulate your own mood, accessing support. So that means that when there's conflict in peer relationships or within the family, you know how to weather that. So often some of our measurement scales actually measure that. We measure optimism, hopefulness, resiliency. You know, one of our questions that we ask kids and families when they get started is, can you turn to your family for help? Often that's at a 1 to 0, not at all. And by the time they're finished with maybe 10 counseling sessions at the Sky, they're marking, absolutely, that would be my first turn. So we like to see that measurement, basically resiliency going up.
Now, hang on a second. If that measure goes up, have the parents also been going through the program?
Yes.
Okay.
So at the Sky Center, 5 evenings a week, Monday through Friday, we offer free family counseling for parents and kids. And we get a full range, Mary Charlotte, of moms call up and say, I can't get my seventh grader to go to school anymore, all the way to, we're fighting a lot in our family home. There's family violence. Folks are using a lot of substances. Things aren't going well. So we work with families with the full range of what we call just family concerns, how to raise up kids, how to keep relationships together, how to keep people healthy and on track with school. So, yes, we have family services that are completely free.
How did you, Cameron, get into this work yourself?
So one of my good friends works at the Sky Center, Erin Dorwald, and she introduced me to the Sky Center, and within 5 minutes, I was completely on board. And I think on board, literally. I was really impressed by what I saw as the culture that fosters, I think, in a real sense, just an amazing amount of generosity and commitment to families. And immediately April invited me to come observe one of the sessions that happens in the evenings. And what's really neat is they have a two-way mirror, and you can actually hear in. And I was very moved by the work that was being done. And I could see that some of these people had never sought any sort of counseling in their lives. And some of them came in with suspicions and, oh gosh, you know, what is it going to be like? And to see, you know, just what happens and a variety of things, like April said, from a kid just struggling with something specific to a whole host of family issues. And I think the supervisors, the clinicians who work at the Sky Center are very skilled, very passionate about their work. They've been there a long time. And I think it was a fit from my background too. I used to work with foster youth getting out of the foster care system, and the need, I think, in Santa Fe is really great. And I think it's a place that actually instill, for me, there's a lot of hopefulness. And I think that is something, the message I want to be heard about the Sky Center, that they're actually creating more hope and resiliency as opposed to, oh, it's a place where you go if you're on the verge. I think they're really turning the ship around for a lot of people.
Do you feel like there's been a cultural shift among young people, like in the schools, over the period that you've been doing this work, because you've been doing it for quite a while, where kids have become sort of more aware of their own struggles and of one another's struggles?
I would say absolutely, Mary Charlotte. I mean, a lot of that is thanks to many of the programs in Santa Fe that are working with the public schools and in the school district, providing a full range of programs from Impact to Gerard's House to the Mountain Center. So kids have increased their awareness. And like Cameron said, with the natural helpers, it has become, bullying is very much on the minds of young people. And it has become more, I would say, popular. I don't know if that's the right choice of words, but folks who are championing kindness and compassion and wanting a more inclusive school community are being recognized for that in a way that I think is new and different and is a wonderful thing. And a lot of young people that we've worked with over the years have had grave losses, and they're interested in using their youthful energy to turn things around.
There is, I think, this kind of beautiful human tendency that when somebody has been very badly hurt or injured in whatever psychological way, and even people coming back from war, if they're able to get over the trauma and the grief to some extent, that desire to serve and to help others and to prevent this happening to somebody else is so great and just arises naturally.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, when Cameron was talking about our Natural Helpers program, and she said it so nicely, is we are not looking for kids who already are leaders. We're really looking for just the seed of leadership. And sometimes those kids might look on the outside like they're going on the wrong direction. But once we tap that seed, something different blossoms, and suddenly they see their own potential to redirect things in their life and in the lives of others. And you're absolutely right. It's a powerful force.
It's interesting. There are some very good teachers who identify a kid who might be sort of a bully type to actually be a leader.
Yes.
Because all that energy that's going toward pushing people around is actually like leadership energy if directed properly.
Yes, that's very much at the core of the Natural Helpers program, is to channel that energy toward help, basically joining partnership with the Sky Center so that these young people can help us create safer schools.
The Sky Center of the New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project is on the web at nmsip.org. And it's a terrific website with videos and resources of all kinds. And you are doing on Valentine's Day an appeal to ask people to help with your work.
Yeah, we thought instead of having a typical end of the year appeal, that we would have a Valentine's Day appeal. And we think that it's in light of something hopeful and romantic, the feeling of love, that we are asking people to support the Sky Center. And one thing I wanted to say about the Sky Center is that all the money that goes to Sky really does go directly back into the program. It is a nonprofit with incredibly dedicated staff who work way and above and beyond every day because they feel so committed to these families. And I think that it's one that I had not heard about the Sky Center until my friend introduced me, and I feel strongly that the wider community of Santa Fe should know about it, and that we do need local support. That we are funded by people from the state of New Mexico primarily. We're hoping that this Valentine's Day people would consider going to our website, and there's a donate button on our website, and sharing their generosity with us.
Cameron Miranda is on the board of the Sky Center of the New Mexico Suicide Intervention Project. April Miller is executive director. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
And by the way, the website is nmsip.org and the telephone number is 505-473-6191. Thanks for listening to the podcast. To support the program, you can go to radiocafe.org. Many thanks to StudioX.com for their technical support and web design.